Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 14th of May, recording at 9:11 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today, and it was certainly more of the same. We had Asian stock markets mostly weaker. Asia-Pacific, although we had a tiny gain on the Nikkei and a tiny gain on the Australian ASX 200, we had some sharpish declines in ASEAN stock market indices. That's something that we've not really seen much of previously. The European stock markets were leading to the downside here once again. A number of declines of over 2%, and the UK is down nearly 2% overall, and the Euro stocks index is down 2.33%. The European banks index pressing right on its lows, which are also the 2009 lows and last year's lows. In the Americas, Brazil hit hard, down 3.21%. Wall Street down 1%, a little bit more for Canada, 1.77%. So this is a very persistent selling pressure. And against that background, you won't be surprised to hear that the long-dated government bond prices rallied. We've got those U.S. Treasuries testing their highs. Those are pretty well all other bond futures markets. That means the yields are right down on the lows for the likes of Australia, Japan, the U.K., Eurobonds, U.S. Treasuries. Now, the U.S. dollar was firmer again today, 80.64 on the U.S. dollar index, and the euro did get some downside follow through here today. It's down to 128.37, so it's sustaining and extending that break beneath the 130 level. The pound is actually slightly steadier. It's at 161 as I speak. The Aussie dollar's just gone under parity for the first time in a while, 99.9967. Precious metals, they've been hit again here today. We've got gold down to 1558, just below 1558. Silver's down to 2821. Palladium, 590, and platinum, 1440. Crude oil, excuse me, also hit quite hard. The Brent crude is down to 111. The WTI crude is down to 94.16. That's down nearly $2 for the WTI crude. The industrial metals are all lower. Soybeans are lower on favorable planting news. And there aren't too many exceptions to this overall trend. I see white sugar's up a little bit, coffee's up a little bit, and that's lumber's up a little bit. That's corn and wheat up a couple of cents. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, I said it was more of the same. What we saw for the two previous weeks, continuing here for into a third week, it's very much risk-off mode. We've seen a steepening of the declines, which were really quite gradual, and for the most part, a lot of rangy activity outside of the European exchanges overall. Remember, Europe led the way down in this corrective phase, and it's really much more than a corrective phase here for the southern European stock markets and for the European banking index on its historic lows. And for the southern European stock markets, you can really say they never actually came out of their bear market. At the opposite end of the spectrum, you have Wall Street, which has been very, very firm, but since Apple topped out or had a second test at its high, had a lower high following the outstanding earnings report, but it's given all that up. We've seen both the S&P and the NASDAQ weaken, and the S&P broke a little bit of support in here today. Still above the 200-day moving average, but it is down to 1338. Now, to put that in perspective, at today's low, when it was down a couple of additional points nearly, it's down 6% off the high that we have seen so far this year. So that's still a small reaction, but the trouble is it's fallen steadily here for the last 2 weeks. And when you get markets in that kind of a mode, they can very quickly start to accelerate, and then they become a bit climactic, and you get some sort of short covering rebound. But this persistent weakness is certainly pressuring investors, and it reflects the European fears, hardly surprisingly. There's very little going on there to change sentiment generally, and that region is still looking for some sort of, or the markets in that region, investors in that region are looking for some sort of catalyst, probably from the ECB, to change the mood there. And we had evidence of slower growth here across the boards. The good news is more of a slow motion variety. We're getting lower commodity prices down in their 13th, entering the 14th month of declines, ranging declines for the continuous commodity index. Now, an abatement, a lessening of commodity price inflation is certainly to be welcomed, but as I've said daily in these audios, that does reflect the weaker overall global economy. And the lingering inflation pressures that we have seen in the growth economies has really stayed the hands of central bankers to a certain extent, meaning that we've had less in the way of interest rate cuts in India and also China than perhaps the economic slowdown would warrant. And the U.S., again, as I say, it's held up quite well. I don't think that despite the comments of Bill Gross and others, I do not think that the Fed is on the brink of another quantitative easing. It would hope to avoid that, because that would certainly be an admission that the QE1 or QE2, they don't call it that, of course, but that these unusual, to put it mildly, monetary measures have not provided the same or the results that they were actually looking for. And a 6% decline in the S&P, I don't think, is enough to tip them into another stimulus program. So you will, excuse me, you weigh that all up, and it's a recipe for seeing some more of the same until we become further oversold in the short term, which would be a point where by any moderately favorable catalyst could spark a bit of a short covering rebound. Now, it's a tough environment to deal with, obviously. The safest haven is in the bonds while they maintain the momentum, but I think that really it's talk about getting into that market at the 11th hour plus 59 minutes, it's risky. So I think the far safer option is in the high-yielding dividend aristocrat autonomy type shares, as we've been saying really for such a long period. Now, elsewhere, the US dollar very much the safe haven during this period, and Now that the euro is broken down, I think we will see further follow through to the downside there. If I'm wrong on that, it would have to break back above the 130 level to offset the current downside risk that we see in the euro, but I think it's much more likely to follow through to the downside. And that's pretty much it on this day of heavy selling, generally. All the best.